This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has continued its bombing campaign in southern Gaza, resulting in more deaths, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Airstrikes overnight and into Friday hit two residential buildings in Rafah, killing eight Palestinians, and a third targeted a kindergarten turned shelter for the displaced in central Gaza, killing at least four people, according to hospital officials and AP journalists who saw bodies arriving at hospitals. The overnight airstrikes came hours after President Joe Biden said on Thursday that he considers Israel's conduct of the war to be over the top. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million population has been driven by Israel's military offensive toward the border with Egypt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UNICEF warned on Friday 700,000 children in Sudan were likely to suffer from the worst form of malnutrition this year.
UNICEF won't be able to treat more than 300,000 of those without improved access and without additional support. In that case, tens of thousands would likely die.
James Elder, spokesperson for UNICEF. A 10-month war in Sudan between its armed forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has devastated the country's infrastructure, prompted warnings of famine, and displaced millions of people inside and outside the country. West Africa's regional bloc has appealed for unity after emergency talks on the political crisis in Senegal and the withdrawal of three coup-hit countries from the group. The Economic Community of West African States' extraordinary session on Thursday addressed President Macky Sall's decision to delay elections in Senegal and Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger's departure. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin told former Fox News host Tucker Carlson that Moscow will fight for its interests to the end, but has no interest in expanding its war in Ukraine. In his first interview with a U.S. outlet since before Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022 aired on Thursday, Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Putin questioned why the U.S. was continuing to fund Kyiv's effort and said it was impossible to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. The Kremlin said Putin agreed to the Carlson interview because the approach of the former Fox News host differed from the one-sided reporting of the Ukraine conflict by many Western news outlets. Carlson is considered to have close connections to Donald Trump, who's expected to be the Republican Party candidate in the November U.S. presidential election.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Polish farmers blocked roads nationwide and at border crossings with Ukraine on Friday, kicking off a month-long general strike to protest against EU policies and a lack of government action to protect their livelihoods. Farmers in France, Belgium, Portugal, Greece, Spain, and Germany have been protesting against constraints placed on them by EU measures to tackle climate change, as well as rising costs and what they say is unfair competition from abroad. Key funding to counter China in the Pacific was removed from a spending package under consideration by U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill. VOA's Jessica Stone reports.
Last year, three Pacific nations, the Marshall Islands, Micronesia, and Palau, signed a 20-year extension of the deal for $7 billion in U.S. economic assistance. Those funds were included in must-pass legislation for weeks, but on February 4th, they were dropped. Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii calls it a major disappointment.
It was not in there, so I am doing my very best to get it back in, as I said to you earlier, to put Humpty Dumpty back together in a bipartisan way.
Hirono says she will add the funds to a new security bill, which includes monies for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. And in the meantime, she will focus on educating her peers. Jessica Stone, VOA News, Washington.
Independent candidates backed by imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan are leading Pakistan's national election results. Of the 122 National Assembly results announced by the country's election oversight body on Friday, candidates backed by Khan's party had won 49 seats. It's a surprise given claims by the imprisoned Khan supporters and a national rights body of election manipulation. I'm Joe Ray.